Joining us, ladies and gentlemen, Milwaukee treasure, John McGivern. It's been a while. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
It's good to see you guys.
It's nice to see you as well.
It's going well.
Are you having a good winter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been busy, like, on the weekends for me. But, you know, Steve is really busy. And, you know, my partner Steve is a painting contractor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it just so happens that this week he took a job where he's painting 20-foot ceilings.
Oh, man. So you get
he's got scaffolding.
Scaffolding and the whole thing, yeah.
Okay. I have a whole new respect for scaffolders. Like
that's
those
scary.
People who do, who, like City Hall, like
Holy
that's
cow.
Some scaffolding.
That's scary.
So Steve says, hey, I got to pick up my scaffolding. Could you help me? And I was like, I suppose. So he went and picked it up, and we went down to the site where he was setting up the scaffolding. We had to haul the scaffolding from the truck into the building, into the elevator, to the 20-foot ceilinged apartment, which was like, you know, I was so crabby and so gay. I was so it's like really physical labor.
Bitchy.
I'm like, this is
bitchy?
So hard. I had my gloves on that they, you know, it's like, I have a splinter. It's like, oh, Lord. So we're moving the stuff in the elevator in this beautiful building downtown. And these people show up at the elevator on the fourth floor, and they have suitcases, and they're like, looking at us like we're manual laborers, you know.
Oh, right, sure.
It's funny how... And Steve talks about that all the time. You know, he's working on a building downtown where these, you know, where people are buying $1.5 million condos, and people walk by and they're like, ugh. Like, it's like, am I invisible?
Right.
You know, so we have all the scaffolding in the elevator, and this couple shows up and they're like, we're trying to catch a flight to the airport. And
okay.
we've got to get to the airport to catch a flight. And I'm like,
good for
well, come on in. I'll take you down. You know, if you can squeeze into the scaffolding, we won't take it out. We'll just take you down to the basement where your car is. So they get in there like, and I push the basement. I'm in there, and the guy looks at me. He says, did anyone ever tell you you look like John McGivern?
because I am, you moron.
I said, I am John McGivern. He was like, wow.
Uh-huh.
Times are tough, aren't they?
Is that what he said?
I'm like, a little bit. I'm scaffolding and doing some house painting. Shut up, mean man.
I would have said, yeah, I'm stuck in an elevator with you. It can't get much worse.
Exactly. I hope your car doesn't start and you miss your flight.
You know, I'm so with you, though. We bought a cabinet for the basement for the kids for their videos and DVDs and all that kind of stuff. And everything always looks smaller in the store.
Oh,
so we had to go and pick it up, and we went and picked it up, and then Lou's like, I need you to help me carry it from the truck into the house. And I'm like, so I did, but it's heavy. It was so heavy.
Yeah. And
so that was and it was big. And I'm like, so I was griping about that. But then to get it to the basement, Lou had like this board laid out.
Mm-hmm.
He got in front of it. He's got it behind his back. Alex is pushing it onto the board. I've got the board, and I'm supposed to, with every step, bring it down, bitching the whole way.
Oh. Oh,
the whole way. I'm like,
screaming.
Why didn't we get somebody to help us with this?
You just made me remember something, though. When Jason moved into his building in Chicago,
yeah,
I was helping him move. We both had our work gloves on, and we looked, you know, we were moving, you know. And these people get in, and they were like, excuse me, we've been trying to call. We're having problems in our apartment with the plumbing. Can somebody go up there? And, yeah. And I was like, you know me, I'm looking all gruff. I haven't shaved in a week.
Sure,
I'm like, I said, well, I'll tell the supervisor. And Jason's over there biting his lip, you know.
Because you're not telling anybody, and they're going to wait some more.
Screw you.
I would have said, why don't you just go back there? We'll have someone up there in 5 minutes.
But you know what's so funny is the attitude that people have.
There is no.
You know, it's like, where are you copping that attitude?
Right.
What is that attitude about? You know, this guy's working his ass off.
Right.
What is that attitude? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Can I tell you, I was given, and I feel bad. And I said to Steve after, I said, you know, whenever you need help, please do not take the way I was acting during the scaffolding debacle that. Do not take that for any sort of feeling for you.
Sure.
And if you ever need help again, I'm more than help.
He's never going to ask you again.
He was like, I'm really sorry. But he said, do you know what? It sucked for me, too.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that's enjoyable for me? I'm
right.
Like, no, I don't.
Now, during this amazingly snowy winter, have you had to shovel?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But, you know, again, here we go. My partner Steve is a manual labor sort of guy. He's out there shoveling. We live in a condo. And he's out there with a shovel.
I'm so like, he doesn't have to shovel?
Oh, no, no.
He just does it because he wants to.
He misses it.
Really? Give him my address.
This is my biggest deal. It's like we live on the fifth floor. We face our bedroom faces the parking lot, where right below my window is my car and Steve's truck, of course, in our reserve spaces. And from my bedroom window, I can pull up the blind, and with the remote, I can start my car. So my biggest deal is that, okay, I've had my car started for 12 minutes, and I get down there, and the snow isn't melted? It's like, that's my biggest deal.
But he gets out there and shovels just because he likes it.
Well, the one morning, this is what I was, my Channel 4 thing, I get up at 20 to 5. At 20 to 6, I'm on my way to Channel 4 on Fridays. So it snowed. It was it was Thursday night, Friday morning snow. It was all over. I was like, oh. So I get in the shower. I'm getting dressed. And as I'm leaving, I'm like, Steve, we'll see you. And he's like, yeah. And I get out there, and there is one shovel from the back door of our building to my car.
He's
and my
cleared
car
it off
is
for you.
Completely cleaned off. And it was like,
mm-hmm.
What is this? This is like a miracle.
He's a nice
like,
man.
It's yeah. magic. I get out there and I call and I'm like, did you? And he says, yeah, while you were in the shower. I'm like, look at that.
He's a nice
man. He's
a
good guy, that man.
You know, I'd like him to come out and do my driveway. And then when I'm up at 4 in the morning, I can pull out and look at him and go, come on, I got to get to the airport. Hurry it up, Steve.
And it's like, would I ever do that? Well, now I might. You know, I might do that. But I would never even think of going out there and shoveling a path to his
truck. Has it been tough? I mean, you know, in the wintertime, I know how you are. You're kind of antsy. You're kind of ADD. You're kind of...
You know, I'm a little antsy, but I'm not, you know...
Have you had a lot to do? I mean, is there a lot...
You know, I think this... It's there's... You know, we get to a point in our winter where it's like, this is it. We've had enough. And this winter has been tough. So I put together a list of things that we can do as a community. This community we call home, I think we need to really realize that winter will come to an end. And in the meantime, we have to kind of embrace our indoor life. And this is my suggestion. It's been a winter to remember. The one thing we have to keep remembering is that this winter will pass. Early yesterday morning, after pouring my first cup of coffee, I was filled with a sense of hope. You see, I was looking out my living room window. I live on the fifth floor of a building that was built in 1923. My living room looks southeast with a view of Lake Michigan. There, over the lake, in what the day before was pitch darkness, light was creeping its way past the horizon and giving us the gift of a longer day. Before we know it, day will take over and our nights will take their place in the background. This record snow, tornado-winded, warmer than most and colder than ever winter will quietly make room for the spring we've been waiting for, the spring that never disappoints. In the meantime, let's make the most of our indoor winter life. Here are some suggestions. These are things we can do.
All right.
Ice skate at the Pettit Center. If you're into the cold, bring the family down to Red Arrow Park. Taking a movie at the new Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield. Have you been?
Yeah, I was just there the other night.
It's something.
It's beautiful.
Have little pieces of Firo's pizza. Come on, it's the best. If you've been and want to try another entertainment experience, get over to Bayshore Mall's iPick and first bowl a little game and then reserve your seat in a small, almost personal, intimate theater.
It's beautiful.
It's cool. Check out Mitchell Park Domes, a perfect way to bring a warmer outside in. Go to the library and check out a travel book, a book that will transport you to a warm place. Get to our museums. The body exhibit at Milwaukee Public is remarkable. Milwaukee Art Museum never disappoints. Discovery World is now and current and amazing and ours. Take the kids to Betty Brin. They will talk about it for days. Have you been antiquing in the Fifth Ward? At a Fox Skylight Antiques, it's the best. Three huge floors of soon-to-be-discovered treasures. Go have a pizza at Lisa's on Oakland or visit Zafiro's at their home on Farwell. Get your car washed. There's something about a clean car that makes things feel ordered. And I don't know if you've heard, but there's a huge sale at Kohl's. You gotta love it. Are you surprised? Remember, the days are getting longer. Spring is on its way. and the winter will soon be but a memory. Take advantage of all there is to do in this community, this city we call home.